One word I learned recently in Swahili is wali, which means rice or more specifically, cooked rice. Wali means cooked rice or cooked grain in Swahili. Other words for rice include mpunga, rice plant, raw unhusked rice, mkil, dehusked, uncooked rice, ubwabwa, ground rice, and mashindia, husked rice source. Mpunga, rice plant, raw unhusked rice. Wali comes from Malagasy, very uncooked rice. From Proto-Malayic asterisk baraz, rice, AMD Proto-Malayo-Polynesian asterisk paje, rice plant source. Words from the same Proto-Malayic root include baraz, uncooked rice, any grain in Malay and Indonesian, and barau, raw rice in Iban source. Words from the same Proto-Malayo-Polynesian root include palay, rice plant, in Tagalog, fairy, sugar cane in Malagasy, hair, uncooked rice plant, in Tetum and paddy, rice plant, paddy, unhusked grain in Malay and Indonesian source. The English word paddy also comes from the same roots via Malay. As well as referring to a paddy field or rice paddy, an irrigated or flooded field where rice is grown, it can also mean rough or unhusked rice, either before it is milled or as a crop to be harvested source. Japanese also has different words for rice in different states, which include Japanese letter Chinese letter gohan is cooked rice or a meal. Chinese letter meshi is cooked rice, meal, food, one's living or livelihood, or steamed rice. Japanese letter Japanese letter Japanese letter reisu is rice, especially when served on a plate. Chinese letter kom is husked grains of rice, or a staple product or necessity. Chinese letter jenmai is unpolished rice, unmilled rice or brown rice. Chinese letter ini is a rice plant source, as does Mandarin Chinese. Chinese letter fan is cooked rice. Chinese letter mifan is cooked rice. Chinese letter beifan is plain cooked rice. Chinese letter beimi is polished rice. Chinese letter dami is husked rice. Chinese letter mai is uncooked rice. Chinese letter dao is rice growing in a field or a rice plant source. How about other languages?